This recording is copyright 2019 by KBA News, LLC. No portion of this recording may be copied in any form or reproduced without written permission.
University, I've sold real estate for a long time in this community. In fact, I even had the house listed that Becky's parents bought on Bayberry. But anyways, I also work at the food pantry. I attend a lot of things in the community, and I also love the small town of New Carlisle.
Becky?
I'm Becky McKenzie. I've lived here pretty much my whole life. I left for about a year or so and came back just a fair one, not too far. But lived here with my parents, and we bought a house over on Hamilton last year. I've been coming to meetings for 3 years, maybe. Going to Crime Watch meetings when I'm able to. Participating whenever I'm able to. Cleanups, anything where you would be participating.
Second question, Becky, why are you running for New Carlisle City Council?
I'll start. It's kind of a long answer, I suppose. But about 3 years ago, some family members of mine passed away from a week apart. And about that time in New Carlisle, the heroin epidemic was raging, and I was pretty affected by that. So I came to meetings to try and see what we could do to clean up the parks, to not have people using drugs in them. And I learned it was going to take a lot more than coming to meetings to make a big difference, a difference that I wanted to make. I want my kid to be able to go to the parks and not feel insecure or in danger. And there's a lot of families here with children that's very important too. So because I grew up here and because I played in the streets and in the parks and in the woods here with my sister, I want my kid to be able to do that too and not feel and feel safe doing it. That's really important.
Okay. Amy?
One of the reasons I wanted to run for council is because I wanted to give back to the community. Like I said, I've lived here for 40 years. I worked two jobs most of my life, and I raised two kids here, and my grandkids been here. But one of the things, I have applied several times for the council. I applied about 10 years ago, and then I applied recently. And I've been going to the council meetings a little over a year, and I've been really impressed with what the council's been doing, but I think I can help and give back. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running, is because I want the community to stay good like it is, and I want to make a difference.
All right, thank you. Next question, Amy. Where do you see New Carlisle 10 years from now?
Well, 10 years from now, I see New Carlisle, hopefully, the same. It is a small community that can sustain its businesses, that can continue having good roads and having a fiscal budget and having community events. I love our community events and I attend most of them, but also supporting our citizens like our food pantry and things like that.
Becky?
In 10 years, my son will be 17 and driving, so I'm sorry. But I'm really excited to see where the new garden is gonna be, where it's gonna be in 10 years. Just for us to be able to use that space and to grow food for our community and to sell it at the farmer's market, that's a really big deal. And for a lot of people that aren't able to garden, at their own homes, I think that's going to be really awesome. I hope that we expand the bike trail at some point. I hope that we have a lot of young families that are raising kids in our city, and that's really important to me, to see young families moving into our city with children. That's what I say.
Thank you, ladies. The next question. New Carlisle has very little large business activity. and very little business tax base. What should the city do to attract new businesses to town? Becky?
I think what's important is to find out what our citizens want to see in our town. We have businesses that are popping up. There's a clothing boutique that just opened. There's a yoga studio going in downtown. So there's a lot of things that that I think that we would use and that we would buy, that we would use products, things like that. But I think that that's something that we need to ask the citizens what they would actually go to and where they would shop and what they want.
Amy?
I think one of the things, we do have a low tax base and we do have some businesses downtown, but I also think by the city building being downtown is going to generate businesses and help support the ones that are already there and maybe bring in new ones, because we'll have a very busy downtown area. And I think we should keep supporting our low tax base to attract more businesses.
Okay, thank you. Amy, the city is constantly begging to have residents fill vacancies on city boards, and few people attend city council meetings. What can be done to increase citizens' involvement in city government?
Well, I've been thinking about that a lot because, like I said, I've worked two jobs, I raised two children by myself, and I've been living here as a young mom and raised my children, and then my daughter raised her children here, and I want to keep it like that. But I also feel that, I just forgot the question. I'm not nervous or anything.
Increasing citizen participation in city government.
Oh, I didn't start coming into the meetings on a regular basis until about a year ago. And I have learned so much. And I was hoping through communications and maybe through Facebook, positive Facebook, let people know how much I've learned coming to the meetings, such as, you know, the road repair and how they got the grants and how the service department is maintaining the vehicles and getting the most life out of them. And also, you know, our police coverage, things like that. By watching Facebook or YouTube, you just don't get the gist of what's going on in the city until you start attending these meetings. And that's one of the things I want to try to do through Facebook, because a lot of people get on Facebook, but I only want positive things, you know, to get out there for me. And also, just communications. When I've been going around door to door, I've been telling people how much they can learn from these meetings. I also know, though, as working parents, working people, a lot of people don't have time for it. But maybe at least once in a while or once a month they might be able to attend.
Okay. Becky?
So that's something that I've talked a lot with other working parents about. It's difficult for parents of children that play sports to come to meetings. There's, I mean, baseball season, you know. Everyone's at the parks for their kids and being supportive, which is very important. I think that having a presence online on Facebook to inform people of agendas, what's going on in the city, that's very important to make sure that people are feel that we're having open communication. I think the more we're open with our community, the more involved that we're going to get.
Okay. Those are the questions that we had prepared beforehand. We have some that people have submitted this evening. All of the questions have been approved by all three of us who set this up. We want to avoid any confrontations. We want to avoid belittling any candidate. We want to avoid promoting any one candidate. So we'll start with those. You answered last. One of the advantages of being old, I don't remember who gave me these questions, okay? Amy, approximately how many regularly scheduled meetings have you attended in the last 2 years?
Oh, I think I've only missed about 4 or 5. And I attended meetings that weren't regularly scheduled. I think I attended every meeting in March on Mondays and Wednesdays because that was the budget month.
Becky?
The only time I wasn't able to attend meetings was a year ago I had a back injury, but other than that, I've been to about every meeting. I've missed maybe three or four at that point.
Okay. Name one to two items that you feel are most crucial from a budget perspective for the health of the city.
Well, I'm pretty proud of our budget right now from where we were a year ago. I know we still have some work to do, but I feel like our administrators and our city workers are doing a really great job. We've never had a surplus like this before. We've never even thought about buying a building with cash before. But I think that the most important thing is we've started to plan ahead for infrastructure for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I'm really impressed with that. We haven't really had a big discussions about that in the past, but that's something that they're doing now, and I'm really happy about that. I think that's going to be very important for the city so that we're not scrambling looking for money when we need to repair something or replace something. I like that we're starting to invest more money in our parks, and that's very important to families. It's a big deal for us.
Amy?
I think Becky is correct. The city is doing very well with their budget. We do have some work to do, but I think the way it's going, I think this city will accomplish that, and I want to be part of it. As far as some of the critical things that need to be improved would be going to the council meetings and having something come up. I found that we don't have coverage 24 hours a day. We have some lapses in our coverage from the sheriff's department. And then for the next contract, especially if we have a surplus in budget, I would really like to have that addressed, because I think we do need police protection 24 hours, 7 days a week, especially because of the opiate thing. And we do have some, unfortunately, homeless people, and our citizens need to be protected. The police are currently doing a good job, but I think we do need a 24/7. And also, we have an aging fleet. By coming to the meetings, I've learned that we have an aging fleet in the service department. And the service department's doing a wonderful job holding it together. They got floorboards, they got metal put on them. They're trying to keep the life of them, but they need to be replaced. So I have ideas on how to replace some of the vehicles without draining our current budget, putting the vehicles maybe on a rotation and replacing so many every year. You know, of course, the details aren't worked out, but it's just an idea I had.
Okay. The old school on Madison continues to be a problem for the city. Part of the solution is to sell the building and land with the understanding that the building be torn down. If this happens, would you approve a facility for light industry being built? Why or why not?
Well, I've never really thought about it. I do think that we need to just get rid of the New Carlisle Elementary as painless as possible. If we can make some money on it, great, but we do need to get that issue finally settled. As far as light industry, as long as the people were okay with it that lived in that area, because I do want to represent people in New Carlisle, and that's one of the things I want to find out more before we make decisions.
Becky?
I agree with you, Amy. I think that we need a little bit more information as far as what companies would be going in there, but it has been a sore subject, and I'm glad that we did some investigating and we found out about the asbestos so we can have that information given to a potential buyer. But like Amy said, talking to the people that live in that area is what would be the most important to me to make sure that was okay with them.
What are your top three priorities to address in City Council?
Top three priorities. First one would be communication with citizens. I I feel like we could be doing a better job. I feel like we could be more transparent. I want to make sure that anybody that has questions or anybody that wants to know anything about what's going on in council has a voice and can feel comfortable to come and ask questions. I know it's hard for parents, working parents, for parents that have kids in sports and things like that, so I really hope that I'm able to put that information out there so that they're able to attain it. Another thing that I would like to do is bring cohesion to our council, work together. Everybody was voted in for a reason. It doesn't matter if people don't like each other. That has no basis for what we're doing. We are here to make New Carlisle as good as it can be. And to work together is very important for the future of our city. The third thing that I wanted to say was just to really keep up with our parks. Those things are very important to me. Those things are what bring families with children here. We need families who are working, who pay income tax. We need children here that are gonna go to our schools and be the future of our city. So those three things are the most important to me.
Okay, Amy?
Okay, three things that are important to me, first of all, is the budget. Even though we do have a surplus, I don't feel we should increase taxes, but I do think we still need to work on the budget because, like I said, we do have some costs coming up with the fleet and possibly the police or sheriff's department. And the second thing is, I agree with Becky, communications, cohesive of the council. Sometimes I think people are more worried about personality conflicts than they are the interest of the people. And like I said, I really want to be the voice of the people. And the last item is our roads. I want to continue our roads. You know, like our road out front here, somebody mentioned to me tonight, when are we going to get that fixed? Well, I heard through the council meeting that that's on the agenda for this coming year, I think this year or next year. But as you can tell, we had more roads like this, and they are being repaired. And so that's the third thing that I think is important, that we continue in that direction.
Thank you, ladies. In the last 5 years, what city committees or boards have you participated on? What position did you hold? And what did you accomplish?
My first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In the last 5 years, within the city, I have helped with the food pantry. I haven't really been on any boards within the city, but I have participated with the Heritage of Flight Festival. I've had a booth there several years. One year we had a booth and we had a bake sale. We raised money for the food pantry. As you can tell, making sure our citizens have a lot of food is very important. I mean, having food is important to me. Another thing is I did Relay for Life with the American Cancer Society, the juvenile diabetes type 1. I've been involved in that. I did fundraisers within the city, and I participate in a walk because that's a very close subject to my heart. And the last one is American Heart Association. I participated in fundraising and walks and on the American Cancer Society. I had my own team. On the other two, I participated in teams.
Becky?
Directly associated with the city organizations, I applied to be on the Parks and Rec committee about a year and a half ago. But like I said, finding out that coming to meetings alone and trying to be on a committee isn't enough right now. So we haven't been able to accomplish anything because our bylaws haven't been approved yet. So until our bylaws are approved for the Parks and Rec Committee, we're unable to put on events or use any funds that have been allocated for Parks and Rec to do anything because we don't have that permission with our bylaws. So unfortunately, even though I've been on the committee for that long, we're still waiting for that to be done. So we haven't been able to do anything. Before I got on that committee, when I was trying to kind of find out what was going on around, Brandy Mullett and I painted the flower box out there and planted flowers, just something small that hopefully made a difference to people, and participating in the cleanups at the parks and the Tecumseh Trail.
Thank you. What can be done to try to attract people to move into the city?
Well, I think, again, we need to find out what people want that we don't have, or if something's going on, like people doing drugs in our parks or people sleeping in our parks and making them feel like they can't take their children there. That's something that we really need to focus on. That reason alone is why I know a lot of families are looking to move out of the city. So really what we need to be doing is talking to families that are trying to leave. So what can we do to keep you here? What changes do you feel need to be made, and really take it seriously? We don't need any more vacant houses. We don't need vacant properties. To pay our income taxes, to run our city. So that's very important.
Amy?
I feel that one of the things we should keep to attract other families is low crime. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted the 24-hour police support. Also, we need to keep a low tax base. But another thing that I think keeps people from moving into the city is we don't have a reciprocity, I can't say that very well, agreement with other counties, cities. Like when I worked at Wright State, I had to pay the city of Dayton and I had to pay New Carlisle. And I know if we have a reciprocity agreement in New Carlisle, the current way most places are would bankrupt New Carlisle. So we can't do that. But I think there might be a way to work with the cities and get a agreement that could be beneficial for both. And that's one of the ways I think that would help get people moved into New Carlisle.
Okay. Name two things you will not do for the city.
Two things what?
You will not do for the city.
Two things I wouldn't do for the city. Well, I can't think of anything I wouldn't do. Now, I walked in the parade, and I don't know if I can do that again. That might be one. I like riding in the parade. I had a hard time keeping up with the cars. And another thing I wouldn't do for the city is I wouldn't try to promote anything bad.
Becky?
Not do for the city, but something I wouldn't do to the city.
For the city.
I know, for the city, I suppose.
Other than that, you're on your own.
Let's see. I just don't want any negativity associated with New Carlisle, if that's at all possible. I think that we need to represent positivity and cohesion and show that that's how we're going to get things done in New Carlisle.
What change would you make in our zoning codes so cleanup by repeated violators can be addressed?
Can you repeat that again? Do you mind?
What change would you make in our zoning codes so cleanup by repeated violators can be addressed? This is Becky's question.
Well, I think the problem with that is that with repeated violators, we might not be taking them to court when we need to, and that's probably because it's more expensive. I also kind of feel like if they're having trouble removing things, or if they need help with that, maybe that's something that could be asked instead of how we're going to make you clean it up. What can we do to help you?
Amy?
Well, first I didn't understand the question, but I think what you mean is cleanup with repeated violators would be like people that keep trash around their house? Is that what you mean?
I think they mean repeated code violators.
Okay. I think that we probably need to change it into the charter a little bit, and I think that we need a lot of work on our charter. But I think with repeated violators, if you don't do anything, it'll just keep happening. And it would be nice to have some more information in our charter or rules to where we can have nicer properties so people want to live here and not have trash laying around. Just like now, you have to have trash service.
There are a couple questions that have been submitted that have been already answered by other questions, but this is the last one I have. What would you do to maintain and grow the usage of our city parks?
Well, to maintain and grow the usage of our city parks, one thing is, you know, keep the equipment in good working order and to make sure nobody's sleeping in them and or living in them. And I think that a lot of our parks are nice now. We just got new equipment here. And that's mainly what I would do is make sure that nobody is violating them as far as, you know, no drug use, no drug deals, no anybody sleeping in them or hanging out to where it would deter people from attending.
Becky?
Part of the reason why I wanted to be on the Parks and Rec Board was so that we could plan events. I strongly feel that the more we use our parks, the less nefarious activity would be happening in them. So that's important to me. I've walked Brubaker Park a lot. I don't know if you all have been back there, but it runs parallel to the bike trail. And a few years ago, it was pretty overgrown. And last year, the city really cut it out, and it is a beautiful place to walk. There's a concrete table back there with a checkerboard on it. It's pretty cool. But I really think the more involved we are in the parks and the more we take our children to the parks, we see that they're messy, let's go clean them up ourselves. If someone is doing something they're not supposed to, call the police. The only way that we're going to make it so that people aren't doing bad things at the parks is if we ourselves are going there, taking our children there, and cleaning them up ourselves when we need to.
Okay.
She was okay. I'm old. I have grown old memory. Those are all the questions that we have, and no one has brought any more up, so let's have a closing statement. You may have as long as you like.
Okay. I didn't do very well with my introduction, so I'll just tell you a little bit more about myself. I worked, like I said, I've lived here for almost my whole life. I worked at Howard's, which is pretty much like every teenager who's ever lived here has worked at Howard's, or the drive-thru, or something like that. So I recognize a lot of people in town from Howard's, I worked at the bank, New Carlisle Federal, for 10 years. I recognize a lot of people from that. A lot of people that are my parents' friends that I grew up with. I'm not just running just to run. I'm running because I care about people, because I care about the people that live here, because I know them personally. I work full time. I have a son, he's 7. He's a pain in the neck, but I love him. Yeah, that's about it. I just want people to know that I care, and that's the most important thing to me.
Amy?
I feel the same as Becky. I feel I didn't do very good on my introductory speech, but basically, I've lived here. I've raised my kids, my grandkids, well, helped raise my grandkids and my kids, and worked at New Carlisle, Gandy Realty for years, and when Becky said she worked at Johnson's, I worked at this restaurant that's not there anymore, but it's where Abe's is, and It was years ago, and that was one of my first jobs in the city. And I've been I've been a realtor at Gandy Realty for a long time until they closed. And I know a lot of people through that, and I know a lot of different opinions about the city from selling houses in New Carlisle. But I would like to be the voice of the people, and I have the time. I do volunteer at the food pantry on a regular basis. I don't have a regular job, so the council would be a regular job. And I retired, and I just wanted to give back to the city that's given me so much over the last 40 years.
I'd like to thank you all for coming. Thank both ladies for coming. I hope we have imparted enough information to help you make an educated choice. You had something?
Mike? Yeah, well, I just want to say something if you don't mind.
Okay.
I just want to thank Mr. Grimm and Mr. Cook for putting us on. It was, you know, ran very well. So I appreciate you guys' help. And also, thank you to the ladies that both showed up tonight. I don't know why you guys would ever want to put yourself through this. You've been our leader, sure. So but thank you both for showing interest in the audience.
We had planned on going till 8:30, but it's only 7:30, so if you would like to talk with either of the ladies individually for another hour, that would be fine.
If they want to stay.
If you want to leave, that's fine too. You won't be penalized. Thanks for coming.